Did they call her school marm or school
No, teacher? We call her Mr. or Miss. Miss Minnie was one, Miss Lola and Dr. was a man, and Powell was a man, and we'd call him Mr. and Miss.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'd be a married lady, but usually she was just a substitute.
And how did they refer to you? Did they call you scholars or students?
Call us our given name.
I mean, would the teacher say, I have 14 scholars or 14 students, or how would she say that?
This was, there was grown people going. It was a little old schoolhouse, one room, but there must have been 40 or 50 of us at times.
Well, it'd be a very difficult job to teach.
Well, I'd think so, the way teachers, they raise cane now, you know, and can't have but so many in a room, and
yeah.
I think about that very often.
Would you describe what kind of furniture you had?
Had homemade desk for a while out there. And made out of a big heavy plank. They were gum, I guess. Wasn't pine or cypress, nothing like. There was one of them that one of the pupils made, Bernard, that had lids on it. Most of them just had an open box made up here with an open in it, part of it open.
Mm-hmm. And the teacher, would she have her own? Did she have her own desk?
No, she didn't. The desks all belonged to that school.
How was it organized? It was one room, but how did you know that you passed?
Well, they had, and the only difference I could see, they had some little bitty seats that a good big boy couldn't get in for the little seats up on the front.
Mm-hmm. And in other words, if you attended, you were going to be passed on to the next grade, is that right?
Yeah. You're supposed to pass.
What if you started a school and decided not to go, went fishing instead, what did they say that you were doing? You were...
Well, your daddies would do the same. Ours did. We never did. I don't remember any of us playing hooky.
And if you did, what would your father have done to you?
He'd raise the hair on our back. He never whipped us but a time or two in our lives, but I'm telling you, he sure cleaned up them times. I remember one time he had us greasing the harness and then told us to shell seed corn. And there was some girls about Hugh and Maggie's age. Maggie was down there, that's the oldest girl. And visiting that day, just, and